A pity he stopped at three, thought Tyrion. Sir Loras is likely making for Bitterbridge, Varys went on. His sister is there, Renly's queen, as well as a great many soldiers who suddenly find themselves kingless. Which side will they take now? A ticklish question. Many serve the lords who remained at Storm's End, and those lords now belong to Stannis. Tyrion leaned forward. There is a chance here, it seems to me. Win Loras Tyrell to our cause, and Lord Mace Tyrell and his bannermen might join us as well. They may have sworn their swords to Stannis for the moment, yet they cannot love the man, or they would have been his from the start. Is their love for us any greater? Asked Cersei. Scarcely, said Tyrion. They love Renly, clearly, but Renly is slain. Perhaps we can give them good and sufficient reasons to prefer Joffrey to Stannis, if we move quickly.
What sort of reasons do you mean to give them?
Gold reasons, Littlefinger suggested at once. Varys made a tisking sound. Sweet Petar, surely you do not mean to suggest that these puissant lords and noble knights could be bought like so many chickens in the market.
Have you been to our markets of late, Lord Varys? Asked Littlefinger.
You would find it easier to buy a lord than a chicken, I dare say. Of course, lords cluck prouder than chickens, and take it ill if you offer them coin like a tradesman, but they are seldom adverse to taking gifts, honours, lands, castles.
Bribes may sway some of the lesser lords, Tyrion said, but never I garden.
True, Littlefinger admitted. The Knight of Flowers is the key there. Mace Tyrell has two older sons, but Loras has always been his favourite. Win him, and Highgarden will be yours.